Archers for the week 16th to 21st November 2003.
Neil and Bert are about to find Sunday turning into anything but a day of rest.
Early Neil.
Well, I've got some sorting out to do before the other ringers get here.
Oh.
I'm wondering how the rugby is going to affect church.
Oh, might be some missing, you mean?
Yeah. Christopher's none too pleased at having to miss it.
Oh, I hope David will have the sense to sit down and watch it. After midnight by the time he stopped on Friday, Ruth told me, and he was up again at 5 for the milking.
It's awful, but with TB, it's not like there's anything he can do.
Well, I said to him, oh, David, I said. Oh, that's funny.
What?
Well, I'm sure it's my turn to open up.
Oh, maybe Alan's got here early.
Maybe.
Caroline, will you shut that window?
What's happened to them?
Don't you feel a cold woman?
They should have started by now.
What's come over you? You never even go to church.
It doesn't mean to say I don't like hearing the bells.
I'll buy you a CD. Now come back to bed.
Don't you want your breakfast?
Later.
Oh, my feet are cold.
I knew it. Put them on me, then.
Mm.
Oh!
That's better.
I see what you mean.
I told you.
Oh. Still, we've got to make the most of it. If we're accepted for fostering, lions will be a thing of the past.
Yes.
You're not worrying about meeting the social worker.
Well, a bit.
Caroline.
It's all right for you. You've brought up a family. And you've got Ed.
You've got William. You were in loco parentis the whole time the Grundys were at Meadow, right?
I kept an eye on him, that's all. It's not as if he's mine.
I wasn't that close to mine when they were growing up, I've told you.
At least you've got some idea of, oh, I don't know, the hurly-burly of family life.
Well, hurly-burly isn't what foster children need. They've had plenty of that in their own families. They'd be looking to us for some stability.
Yeah, well, I think that's the trouble. We might seem a bit too stable.
How come?
We don't exactly fit the usual foster parent profile, do we?
What on earth do you mean?
We're too, oh, I don't know, too comfortable, I suppose.
What? Too set in our ways?
No, no, I was meaning more, well, comfortably off.
You think we're going to be turned down because we've got a few antiques around the place, a few decent paintings?
Oliver, let's face it. Most of these kids are from desperately deprived backgrounds.
Yeah?
Social services are going to want people who can understand.
We can understand.
No, we can't. When did you last queue at a post office on benefit day?
Last week, actually, when I went to get some stamps.
When were you last desperate for a fix or a can of lager?
Okay. Well, not since I was about 15.
Oh, be serious.
Caroline, listen. You don't have to have lived through something to sympathise with it, empathise even. It is possible to understand.
Yes, I know.
And there are plenty of middle-class children, for want of a better word, who are problematic. I've seen enough of them with my own kids' friends.
They don't end up at the care system, though, do they? They usually get packed off to boarding school or sent to rehab somewhere.
Not all of them. And look at it another way. We could be a great chance for someone.
Yeah.
Look, what you're saying is I'm not to bang on about public school or the army, right?
Don't be silly.
Well, what then? You're posher than I am. What about your Uncle Adrian and Cousin Patrick?
I didn't say we were too posh.
That's what you meant. Oh, drat.
Oh, never mind. I'll get breakfast.
Hello? Oh, hello, Keith. Yes, yes, we had a great day. Pity you missed it. Hunting cap alone was nearly 200 quid.
Eggs, bacon, toast.
Oh, excuse me. Scramble, please.
Okay.
And gentleman's relish on the toast?
Oh, right. But we're not posh, of course.
Oh, Neil.
They've broken the window in the vestry. Oh. There's glass all over the floor.
Oh. I phoned Shula. She's coming straight down.
Oh, good. They must have opened the door from the inside.
Yeah, to load up their van.
Hi, Bert. Neil.
Morning.
What have they taken?
Oh, Shula. They've pretty much cleaned us out.
Oh, they have, haven't they?
The bishop's chair, of course.
And the lectern.
The two Glastonbury chairs.
Brassware. Even took the altar cloth to wrap it up in.
It's horrible.
Good morning. What's with the mother's...
Oh, Lord.
We've had visitors.
I'm so sorry, Alan.
We've called the police.
But thanks, Neil.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
You can see what they've taken.
It looks like they've had the lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't disturb them?
No, no. They were gone when Bert and I got here.
Well, that's something to be grateful for.
Look, Bert and I'll stay and deal with the police. What do you want to do, Alan? Shall we say the service is cancelled?
Cancelled? No way. We'll have to hold it somewhere else.
Well, we can't just turn up at Penny Acid.
Oh, no, somewhere in Ambridge. What about the village hall?
Ooh, not this morning. Some pop group's rehearsing.
Well, there's nowhere else. Unless... What about the bull?
Well, you can't hold a church service in a public bar.
Well, not this morning, we can't know, because they've got a big screen for the rugby, but there'll be no one in the bull upstairs.
Neil, you're a genius. Get on to it.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not?
The pub?
I'm sure Jolene will be fine about it, but... Shula, I'll call you if there's a problem, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Neil. We'll start sending people over unless we're here.
Yeah, I'll be right behind you. Can you ask about Jolene's keyboard for Phil?
Yeah, roger, all right.
Oh, Dad'll look forward to that. What a treat.
Yes, it should be different.
Oh, you're going to say that again?
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, these things happen.
Yeah, didn't R2, though, did they? And in God's house.
Well, if they're going to get in, these people, they're going to get in. Well, I suppose I'd better shift. Can you explain to the police?
You had better things to do,
yeah.
Yes. We'll see you later.
Well, this is the new one on me. I don't know whether to watch the rugby now or come to church.
Well, stick with us. We've got better songs.
Well, I don't know about that. Oh, hello, Joe. First stairs are steep, Jolene. Oh, isn't it nice up here?
Oh, this is perfect. You sure it's not putting you out?
Not at all. You're very welcome.
I'm very grateful. Brilliant, thank you.
Have the police shown up yet?
As we left, they're going to do me later. Oh, and you, Neil. Oh. Fingerprints and that.
OK.
They seem very interested in Phil.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've always thought he had shifty eyes.
has Phil used a keyboard before?
I'm afraid he won't be coming. He was the last person in the church because he locked up after the wedding yesterday, so the police need him there.
Well, who's going to play for you, then?
Well, I wonder if you...
Me? Oh, I don't know any hymns.
No, I was going to open with Servant King.
Oh, Carol King's more my line.
Oh, come, you must know some.
Only the ones we sung at school. You know, all things bright and beautiful. There is a green hill. Oh, that's lovely, that one. Mm.
Wrong time of year, I'm afraid.
Is it? Mm. And the old rugged cross, of course.
Well, that'll be fine, as long as it's vaguely non-secular. We'll sort something out.
Oh, all right, then.
Oh, looks like first comers. Neil, Jill, could you...
Yeah, of course.
Come on in.
Now, Jolene, you got somewhere I could slip into something a little more comfortable? Thank you, Jolene. Thank you very much. Please, sit down, everybody. Now, that's something you won't see very often. But with everything else so makeshift today, it'd be sort of strange if I stuck to my Here Is One I Prepared Earlier sermon. And really, I don't think God could have given me a better introduction into what I was going to say than what's just happened at our church. Because in advance of Advent, I was going to talk about readiness. And if being here in this room instead isn't about readiness, I don't know what is. Oh. Now, let's face it, if Jesus was prepared to go out and extemporise, as he did, on the Mount, by the Sea of Galilee, at a wedding, wherever, isn't that an illustration of how we should be prepared for whatever life throws us?
She was like the hunchwoman of Notre Dame. No bells! No bells!
Was it not?
Well, now you know why.
Well, Neil, we're over here setting things up.
Your playing was wonderful, Jolene.
Oh, thanks. But I don't know if the hymns were that appropriate.
Oh, yes. I love Morning Has Broken.
Oh, yes, Cat Stevens. We used to drool over him at school.
It wasn't one of those awfully posh schools, was it? With feasts in the dorm and straw boaters.
You are going to get this drink down your neck in a minute.
Rely.
Sorry. I think he's preparing for fostering by discovering his inner child.
Oh, I thought I was discovering my outer child.
Oh, reminds me. Lucy sent through some photos of the baby. Would you like to see him?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. Yes, please.
I got you a scotch.
Oh, tar, Neil. Oh, very civil of you.
Well, I thought you could probably do with it.
Yeah, you're right there. Oh. How'd the service go, then?
Oh, great. There were some folks seemed to think it was an improvement. Alan says he doesn't know why we haven't thought of it before.
You what?
He wasn't being serious. You know what he's like. Just trying to make the best of it. Are the police finished with you now?
Yes. Yeah, they say there's no point dusting the old church for fingerprints. Place will be covered in them. They've done round the vestry window in the altar.
All right. Have they got any clue who it was?
Well, it's professionals, isn't it? They steal almost to order, they said. Pick off churches near the motorways, nip in, do the job off again. And the stuff's crated up and sold before the panda cars arrived.
Incredible, isn't it?
Half of it goes to America, apparently. Especially the lecterns, because they love anything with an eagle on it.
Never.
So next time you see that President Bush on the telly giving a speech or summit, you make sure he's not leaning on ours from St. Stephen's.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Yes. How old is he now?
He's 9 months.
Is that all? He's big for 9 months.
Yeah, he's turned out a right little bruiser.
Oh, look at him here.
Yeah. You know, me and Sid's hoping to go to New Zealand and see them in the new year.
I'd love to see little Mary again. She'll be 3 in May.
So go.
But what if it's such a long way? This is a nice
one. Sorry. Excuse me. Hello?
Are you all right, Caroline?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
You're very quiet.
How could you tell?
Well, you weren't saying much.
No. How could you tell he was big for 9 months?
What? Oh, I don't know. Just in proportion to Lucy. And you could see how he'd filled out his little chair.
Oh, could you? I'm just hopeless.
Is this about fostering?
The social worker's going to see straight through me.
It's rubbish. For a start, you want to foster older children, not babies. And even if you
don't... I know. Oliver says I'm being silly.
You are.
He says it's a good job. It's not self-assessment. I'd mark myself right down.
I know you would. But honestly, let the professionals make the decision.
Caroline.
Anyway, I must go and catch Dad. See you later.
Bye. What is it?
That was Sandra. Carl's had a heart attack.
No.
Mm.
Is he all right?
He was taken to Borchester General last night. He'll be in a few days.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Yes. Then it'll need complete rest. Sandra's in a hell of a state.
She must be, poor thing. So, you've got no whipper in and now no huntsman. What are you going to do?
Good question.
The break-in at the church is still a hot topic of conversation.
It goes in cycles. There's always a market for stolen antiques. But a few years ago, it was garden ornaments. Now it's ecclesiastical furniture.
If you ask me, it's all a fault of the telly.
Really?
Yeah, you switch on. If you need a programme about how to do your house up, it's some nonsense about minding someone for nothing as a car boot.
Still, at least you were able to give the police those photos we had done when Robin Stokes was here.
Yeah, they're not very clear.
Yeah.
Alan's got to get on to the insurers today and the diocese. And the police will be back to talk to folks, see if they've seen anyone hanging around.
Hey, you mustn't take this personally, Bert.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Archer, but guardian of the parish church and its property, that's what a church warden's for.
Well, yes.
We're supposed to take care of it on behalf of the parishioners.
Yes, but even so, no one's blaming you.
Oh, I am.
Oh, shall we have a breather?
I wouldn't mind. Shame we can't get a loader in here.
Yes, but I only came up to help finish off in the parlour. I hadn't bargained on this sort of work.
David wants to do it all himself, though, don't he? The milking.
Oh, yes.
Can't stop, can he?
No.
I ain't ever seen him like this.
Well, it's very difficult for him.
It won't help. It's not like with TB there's any real symptoms to look for.
I know. I mean, even a cow that's coughing, I mean, it could be anything.
Exactly.
No, I think it's more about keeping busy, to tell you the truth.
Well, he can't have stopped all weekend. He must have bought up all the wire netting in Barsetshire.
Well, he's got to feel he's doing something, and trying to badger-proof everything is all he can do.
Bringing the cows in early. Towards the end of the week, he'd been thinking of.
Yes, it's irrational, I know, but he wants them where he can see them.
Oh, no, I could understand that. If we could just get our chairs back and our beautiful lectern, well, I'd never let them out of my sight again. I'd sleep with them under my pillar, I would.
Oh, Bert.
I thought you might be wanting a coffee.
Oh,
I see you're already on your break.
Yes, you've caught us slacking, I'm afraid.
Disgraceful. Yeah?
Terribly much, Ruth.
Oh, yes, thanks.
David's put the bale spike on the tractor. I'll bring over some fresh straw in a bit.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah, or me. What about David's breakfast?
He's not stopping. He wants me to do him a sandwich.
I see.
I don't like it either. Well, and Phil, more bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh?
The valuer's coming this afternoon, so David won't be able to make it to the cathedral school.
Oh, that's a pity. Do you still want us to go?
Yeah, of course. I'll be coming.
It's not the most glamorous job in the world.
Oh, no, I see that.
All right, grab your good old dog. Hey, one of us get there, good boy.
Well, it all looks very clean.
Yeah, well, that'd fall to you, too. Washing down twice a day. Grappler, you good old dog.
How many of them are there?
Well, we've got 35 couple in kennels, 16 and a half couple dogs, 18 and a half couple bitches. We keep them separate, but you exercise them together, of course, except the hot bitches, for obvious reasons. Grapefruit, hey, have a care.
What's with the weird name?
Well, don't you know? Our names get taken from an old traditional list. The rules are that the first letter has to be the same as the sire or dam. I thought you would have known that, Ed.
Oh, well, we ain't never had much to do with the un. Dad and Grandad used to follow it a bit, but Dad's always been more for shooting, I suppose. Beating them.
Well, you want to sit up and take notice before it's too late. By this time next year, it could be gone.
Yeah?
Oh, Ed. And then where will they stop? Shooting, angling? I mean, just think about it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, what haven't I told you? Oh, yeah. Exercising them, of course, and they're fed flesh. Now, on hunting days, I'm going to have to organise members of the mounted field to whip for me, but I'll still need you there with hounds at the meet itself. Is that okay?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a pity you don't ride. The hunt's the best bit.
I'll live.
Good. So, you'll do it?
Yeah, all right. I'm still going to have to do my community service,
though. Yeah, well, I'll work around that.
Look, can we get out of here? They're doing me head in.
Well, they're a bit unsettled, I'm afraid. Missing Carl.
Is he going to be okay?
No, Caroline and I went to visit last night. They're keeping him in for tests.
Oh, yeah.
And then, to be honest, he needs a good month to get over it. Get back, 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 I say. So, I'll hunt Hans in the meantime and take over the admin. We're still looking for a permanent whipper in, of course.
Well, who's going to be interested if it's all going to be scrapped?
Precisely. So you're my saviour, Ed.
I don't know about that. My mum's going to be pleased any road.
Oh, Mum, it is Hogwarts.
And that's a good thing, is it?
Yeah. Can I go to the art room?
Okay, but don't touch anything.
Stop stressing.
It is a lovely setting, Phil.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, imagine hearing that throughout the day. Why, you couldn't fail to be inspired, could you?
Phil.
It's a very good schoolhouse.
I know that.
And the music rooms were superb, weren't they?
Phil, you don't have to sell it. It's a fantastic school. The facilities are second to none. The surroundings are amazing.
Well, there you are, then.
That doesn't mean it's right for Pip, though. What if she's totally out of her depth here?
Why should she be?
She likes her music, yeah, but I don't know. Is she really that good at it?
Yes.
That good?
Yes, or she will be by the time they've finished with it.
But it's not just the music. It's the standard of all the work. I don't want her to go through a secondary school feeling like she's thick.
Oh, she's bright enough. She'll love it.
But if she doesn't, settling in. She won't have any of her friends from Loxley Barrett here.
Well, you don't know that. There may well be one or two.
I doubt it.
Anyway, she's a confident child and outgoing. She'll easily make new friends.
Maybe.
I mean, she won't necessarily be in the same class as her friends if she goes to Borchester Green. I mean, what is it, a fourth-form entry?
Five.
Well, there you are, then. And here, with much smaller numbers, she can get to know her whole year really well. And the teachers can get to know her.
I suppose so.
Ruth, I really do think we'd be mad to let the opportunity slip through our fingers.
If she passes the exam and the music test she'd have to take.
Well, we'll have to make sure she does.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy about pressurising her.
I want to come and see.
Sorry, Pip.
They do pottery. Someone's made, like, these sunflowers in pottery.
Really? Pottery, Ruth?
Yeah, great.
Oh, Oliver, you should have said something yesterday.
Well, I didn't want to bother you. You had enough going on with all that church business.
Oh, don't be silly. But a heart attack. Poor Carl. How is he?
Well, they're regarding it as a warning. Sandra's been worried about him for weeks, and since we lost Steve...
What is it about whipper-ins? They're always running off with the girl grooms.
It's the perk of the job, isn't it?
Let's hope Ed doesn't realise it, then.
Yes, true.
Oh, you look exhausted. I've just made some tea. Would you like some?
Oh, that would be lovely. I've been out and about all day.
Well, have a seat. I'm afraid my stable girls have had all the biscuits.
No, don't worry, tea's fine.
How's Ed going to get over to Netherbourne every day?
Well, I've asked Sandra if he can bunk in with her. I don't think she was desperately keen, but she knows we haven't got any choice.
Poor woman. Right, here we are then.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. It won't be for long, of course. If I could just stick at it for a few weeks while I try and find someone else, then the tide is over.
Well, yes, you need someone who rides as whipper in. You're taking on a lot hunting hounds yourself.
Well, I've had a bit of experience beagling at school, you know, and again when I was in the army.
Well, I'll whip for you any time.
Well, that's what I came to ask. Now, how about the Lower Hinton meet on Saturday?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Now, hang on. I'm having to write everything down at the moment.
I'm not surprised. You've got a lot on with the campaign and everything. Oh, can you let me have some more raffle tickets? They're going really well.
Excellent. And we've got to put our heads together, see if we can find a date for a Hounds to Town day before Christmas.
Oh, do you really think we can fit that in now?
Well, we've got to. Got to keep up the pressure.
Haven't you got to find time to think some more about this fostering thing? The social worker's coming this week, isn't she?
Wednesday, yes. Now, don't worry, Shula. I know Caroline's still got her doubts.
Well, not doubts so much. I think she just wants to be sure of what she's letting herself in for. What you both are.
I know. And she's absolutely right. You can't say she's not prepared for this woman coming there. Caught her this morning reciting the birthdays of all her nieces, nephews and godchildren.
Oh, no.
And she's going to ring you. Needs advice on what to wear, apparently.
Me? Advise Caroline? That's a first.
Ah, but you and Alistair are the ones with the experience of this kind of thing.
Hello? Oh, hi, Oliver.
Hello, Ruth. Right, I must press on.
No.
Seriously, lots to do. Bye, Shula, and thank you very much for the tea.
Bye. Love to Caroline.
Of course. Night all.
Bye.
Shula, have you got 5 minutes?
Yes, of course. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't bother David tonight. He's so wound up about the TB.
Mum said you had the valuer today.
Yeah, they're going for slaughter tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks. But on top of all that, it's about Pip's school.
Oh, I see.
We were all supposed to go around the cathedral school this afternoon. David didn't come in the end. It was just Pip and I and your dad.
Dad's still keen on it, is he?
Even more so now he's seen it.
And what does Pip think?
Oh, it's impossible to know. For tonight, she's completely sold on the cathedral school. But last week, she was sold on Borchester Green.
And it could all change again.
Exactly. Oh, I know what I think. But I don't want to tell her what to do if she's really interested in Felpisham.
Oh, I don't envy you. I went through all this with Bunty and Reg when Daniel started school. And I know it's going to come up again when he's 11.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. I don't honestly know what to say, Ruth.
Oh, it's all right. I didn't expect you to have any easy answers. But I don't know. I think David's been a bit swayed by Phil. I really do.
Has he?
Oh, maybe it's just because he's so fed up at the moment. He can't see a future for any of the kids in farming. So maybe Pip should make something of her music.
Well, if it's the lack of music that's the big worry about Borchester Green, and obviously it's fantastic at Felpisham.
It is. You wouldn't believe the facilities they've got.
Well, why not go back to Borchester Green and have a proper talk with the music teacher? See what he or she's got to say about the future of music there, now the head's changed. And then maybe you can make a fair comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
Well, that's what I'd do. I'm sorry. It's all I can think of.
No, that's great. At least you've suggested something I can do about it.
Unlike the TB.
Yeah. If you could stop it by sheer hard work and worry, David would have seen it off by now. But that's never going to be enough, is it?
And a grim start to the day for David.
Come on, Lady Jane. That's it. You got her? Thanks, mate.
That's okay.
See you there.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, David. What a way to start the day.
I know, love. I know.
So Oliver brings him back to get his things, takes him off to Netherbone and restarted straight away.
Oh, that's great, Clary.
Yeah. Can be quite hard work, I think. Pay ain't that special, but at least it's summer.
Well, keep Ed occupied anyway.
Yeah, that's what Joe says.
I saw Joe on the Echo, posing by his barn.
Oh, yeah. He's made me cut it out and stick it up by me cooker. Now he's trying to get Radio Borsetshire to pick it up.
He's very good at this, you know. Perhaps I should rope him in to do publicity for the plays.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Alan, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, not at all. What do you have?
Oh, we're staying here, are we?
Why not?
Well, I thought we'd be going straight to the vicarage.
Hey, steady on, Linda. I hardly know you.
What? Oh, no, I didn't mean
it. I know you didn't. We can, if you like.
No, this will be fine.
Excuse me,
Linda. Now, I have to say, I'm not sure your idea of introducing alcohol to rehearsals is going to improve the end result.
Well, it was ever thus, Linda. You've only got to look up the Smith Guild records. The spending on drinks, phenomenal.
Well, that's hardly the same.
Of course it is. I thought with your insistence on authenticity. But... Anyway, go on, what can I get you?
Just a tomato juice, thank you.
OK. Clary, a tomato juice when you're ready, if
you
can.
All right,
you
are.
See, the police were back yesterday.
Yes, asking if anyone had seen anything suspicious.
I'm surprised they didn't ask me.
Oh?
Well, I see a lot from my bicycle.
You should have come forward. Have you seen anything suspicious?
Well, no, but I...
Not as anyone. That's the trouble. No more dirty white vans than usual, anyway.
Sorry about the wait.
Oh, that's no problem. That's,
£1.20.
There you go. Exactly.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. So, what notices do you want me to give out at my rehearsal tonight?
Your rehearsal?
Mm.
No, it's my rehearsal tonight.
What? But I thought...
Oh, no, you haven't told your cast to turn up, have you? I thought we agreed. I made a note of it.
No, don't bother. I'm sure we did. No, it'll be my fault. All this theft business, I don't know what day of the week it is.
No, it'll be chaos.
Well, if it is, I can always take my cast over to the church.
The church?
Yes. I mean, the more we use the church, the less likely it is to be broken into.
As long as the communion wine's under lock and key.
I'm sure Mr. Chambers won't be long.
Thanks, Susan.
Can I get you a tea or a coffee while you're waiting?
No, don't worry. I'm sure you're ready to get off.
Oh, no. I'm off and out all this time. I have got a rehearsal tonight, though.
Are you enjoying the plays?
Well, it depends on who's directing.
I can imagine.
Are you sure I can't get you a drink?
Oh, I'd love a coffee, actually. David?
Sorry?
A coffee?
Oh, yes, please, yeah. One sugar.
None for me.
OK. Half a cent.
Thanks. Good name for a music teacher, isn't it?
Hmm?
Mr. Chambers. Chamber music?
Oh, yeah, right.
David, I know having to come today is the last thing you need.
No, it's fine. It's Pip's future. I'm sorry, Dad.
You don't have to apologise.
Hope Dad's all right with the milking.
Of course he will be.
He's going to tail tape anyone that's a bit off colour.
For what? Doesn't mean they've got TB.
Well, I thought I could isolate them, in case.
David, you can't go on like this. This is the first time you've been off the farm since last week. You're driving yourself into the ground.
I'm fine.
You're not. I'm worried about you.
I can't be any other way, Ruth.
David.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I understand.
Here we are.
Oh, that looks great.
Help yourself to biscuits.
Thanks.
Thanks, Susan. So, how are you liking working here?
Oh, I love it. Oh, and this talk that Marie, that's who I'm covering for, might not come back, so I'm hoping it could go permanent.
Oh. Good for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So, you get on with this new head, then?
Well, I didn't know the old one, of course, not to work for, but... No, Mrs. Bliss, it seems very nice. She's making lots of changes.
So I gather.
She's not so into music as the old head, is she?
Well, no. I mean, all through when Emma was here, the concerts, oh, they were really something. The orchestra, you couldn't believe they were only children.
Really?
I mean, don't get me wrong, Mr. Chambers is very good, but he's more, go ahead, I suppose you'd call it. His big thing's a steel band.
Steel band?
Which is fine, you know, for the kids who are into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, with all this talk about schools having to specialise and Mrs. Blissett being so keen on IT...
So you think Borchester Green could end up like a technology college?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not for me to say.
No, right.
No, but it's very interesting to have the inside view. Isn't it, Ruth?
Right, everyone!
one, thank you. If I could just have your attention, please.
Hey! Order! Order! Shut up, you lot!
Thank you, Alan. Now, owing to an unfortunate mix-up...
My fault, everyone.
...we find ourselves in a joint rehearsal. The suggestion is that those in my plays rehearse at this end, the stage end of the hall, and those in Alan's plays at the kitchen end.
Yeah, because my lot have to be near the fridge for the beers.
Well, that's all very well, but what about the people who are in two of the plays, like me and Kenton? Yeah. Mm. I mean, we're going to be in two places at once.
Oh, dear, that's a point.
Yeah, give us a minute, folks.
We'll never get started at this rate.
Well, to be fair, Alan's got a lot on with the breaking and everything.
Yeah, he was saying dinner time. Police reckons it was professionals.
Oh, no. Well, they'll have trouble pinning it on Clive anyway, as he's inside. Yeah, it's true. I bet they'd have had a go otherwise.
You don't think he'll turn up round here again?
I'm moving if he does, eh? In fact, I'm thinking of moving anyway.
So,
oh, not far, Clary. There's a chance I could get made permanent at Borchester Green, and, well, you know I'd love a bigger house.
Wouldn't we all?
So I've been looking in Rodway's window. You know, now Neil's had this sort of promotion.
Well, where are you thinking of going?
Well, I don't know yet. Depends how much we get for hours. Oh, Mr. Ryder, I've got Graham, excuse me.
Susan! Ah, you need a long spoon to sup with the devil, you know.
Yeah. Look, I wondered if I could ask you something. Mm? How much do you think my house is worth?
Your house?
Yeah, on the green, number one.
Well, I'm just trying to picture it. Oh, yes, Georgian front door.
Yeah, and it's got central heating, and we redid the kitchen. Ooh, when, Clary?
2 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
Well, very solid, those ex-council houses. Corner plot, good decorative order.
Oh, yeah, she's got it beautiful inside.
Well, not having seen it, it's tricky, but, well, round about 125.
125,000?
Really? That's great, thanks.
Well, contact the office, they'll send someone out to have a look.
Right, what we've decided is this.
Now, before we begin, Linda, might I have a word about my costume?
Well, I would like to get on.
Only I suddenly had this vision.
Oh, yes.
Red satin. Head to toe, and a black velvet-covered pitchfork.
Well, yes, I'm not sure about the existence of satin in the medieval world.
Don't be ridiculous. The Silk Road had been open to the West for years. The original cast of these plays were probably living on Chinese takeaways.
Yes, well, I've got a meeting about costumes on Thursday. I'll certainly raise your ideas then.
Good, because I really want to look the part.
You better lock it, love, with all this crime about.
OK. Who'd want to steal this old wreck?
Yeah, well, we can't afford another.
Evening!
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hello.
Well, I've been at a play rehearsal. What's your excuse?
Phil and Joe were over this afternoon, stayed for supper, and now they sent us out for a drink.
They wouldn't take no for an answer.
Sounds good to me.
How was your rehearsal?
Oh, only mildly chaotic. Look, excuse me, well, if I go on here, Nonny, I think I've managed to shake off Linda and Graham. I said I'd set the drinks up for everyone.
Hello!
Oh.
Come on, just pretend you haven't heard.
Good idea, Ruth.
Ruth? Good evening, David. Haven't seen you for a while.
No.
Had any tempting offers for Woodbine lately?
Well, none that I felt like accepting, no.
Dear. Surprised it hasn't sold yet. Charming little cottage like that.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, I'm choosy about who I sell it to.
Well, not so sure you can afford to be. We're coming up for a quiet time in the housing market, you know. Christmas, New Year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my lookout.
Still, I never believed you farmers were quite as hard up as you claim to be. Always thought you were crying wolf. Or should I say badger?
What did you say?
Oh, come on, David. You've got away with it this far. But now you've had your day in court, surely your position on the parish council's more and more untenable.
I'm not listening to this.
I'd be surprised if the other members didn't feel some disquiet and make their feelings known.
Oh, look, I'm sick of this. I'm sick to death of Matt Crawford's toadies like you and Derek Fletcher sniping the whole time about something you know nothing about. You may not realise it, but this has been going on for over 3 years for me. Yes, right back to 2000, when my father wanted to retire and the whole future of Brookfield was up in the air. Grain prices were on the floor. Dairying was a disaster area. We sold our pigs because the returns just weren't there. I was putting in plan after plan. My father was wondering whether to just rationalise the business totally.
But
no, you listen to me. Eventually, my father decided to go with my suggestion to bring in the Herefords. Grass-fed, rear the kind of beef that people are looking for. Plus, the satisfaction, for me, of keeping Brookfield what it's always been, a mixed family farm. And for my father, of coming full circle back to seeing us Rear the same breed he started out with 50 years ago. All right? No, have you got that? Have you got that? Right. Well, this morning, I saw three of those Herefords go off to slaughter because they have got tuberculosis. That's cattle that we have been nurturing for over 2 years, and they could be the first of how many? I don't know. These are animals that were supposed to guarantee the future of Brookfield and the future of my family. And I have got to watch that disappear.
Well, I'm very sorry.
No, you're not. You're not. TB's virtually an epidemic in some parts of this country. We've got huge numbers being slaughtered, entire bloodlines lost. But because there aren't any pyres, because it's not in the papers, most people are completely unaware. I don't suppose you care anyway. It's no skin off your nose, is it? What does it matter if farmers go bust? It all makes work for land agents, doesn't it? But you want to remember when you're banking your bonus check that you're dancing on people's graves. Real people. Real families. We're just about at the end of their rope.
George has called a powwow before the parish council meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry to drag you out even earlier on a night like this, Neil.
Ah, oh, that's all right. Oh, it's nice and warm in here, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, let me take your coat.
Oh, I'll just stick it on here if you don't mind, Christine.
Oh, that's fine. Have a seat.
Ah, thanks very much.
Now then, the thing is this, Neil. Chris hasn't, in the end, had anything formal submitted for the agenda. But I've a nasty feeling Derek Fletcher's going to try to bring up that wretched Badger affair again.
Not again.
And more than that, call for David to resign.
Well, he won't let it drop. He's had something to say about it at every parish council meeting since August.
Yeah. But his argument is David's been prosecuted now.
I know. Most people would be satisfied with that.
All I'm saying, Neil, is forewarned is forearmed. If it does come up, perhaps we can head Derek off at the pass by all backing David.
Well, I haven't got a problem with that.
Good.
Great stuff. Now, I've mentioned it to Jack and Peggy, too.
Poor David. Does he know this might come up?
Oh, yeah.
And he's on such a short fuse at the moment about the Herefords.
Mm. Jill was saying.
He laid into Graham Ryder last night, apparently. Eh? Gave him a real ear bashing, according to Susan.
Oh,
that'll be David now.
I thought we could walk up to the hall together.
Oh, yeah. Like the Magnificent Seven, eh?
Yes, a bit.
Hello, David.
Hi.
Come on through.
Thanks. Evening, George.
Oh, hello, lad.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Evening.
What's this? You two might mind us for the night, then.
That's right, and I'm going to stand by with the ice packs for the bruises.
No, it won't come to that. Now, if I could just ask you, David, if you can, to try not to rise to any jibes from Derek.
Well, that's all very well, George, but it's not you he's getting
at. Look, I know it's difficult, and I understand how you feel, but if you could just try, we don't want a confrontation.
Well, I will try, George, but I'm not promising anything.
You're back.
I'm sorry I'm so late.
Oh, I thought you were never coming.
Sorry, I got held up at Netherbourne. I should have phoned.
No, it's all right. It's just...
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right, honestly. Look, she'll be here soon. I just want to say, when I offer the coffee, it's only going to be instant, okay?
Fine. I'll probably have tea anyway.
Yes, well, that'll just be a bag. I can't be messing about with Oolong tonight.
Caroline, she's not going to judge us on the sort of tea and coffee we serve.
Oliver.
Oh, sweetheart. This is just an exploratory meeting. No one's committing themselves to anything. All right. We may fall at the first vince anyway.
Yes. Talking of which, you better change.
Me?
Look at your trousers.
I've been with hounds. Look, even if there were time, which there isn't, I'm not going to pretend to be anything I'm not. It's pointless. And it would be duplicitous.
But don't you think...
I think we've got a lot to offer. If social services disagree, then I'm sure they'll have good reason. Not enough experience, whatever. But it'll be their loss.
Oh, she's here.
Don't worry, darling. You'll be fine.
Right, evening, everyone. Thanks for turning out.
Evening.
Now, if we can turn to the agenda. Right, let's get cracking. Item one, minutes of the last meeting. Can I sign these? Does everyone agree they're a true and correct record of the business conducted?
Yeah.
Can I say something, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, go ahead.
There's just something that I'd like to clear up. There was mention at the last meeting under item 13A of my action in shooting a badger, and an opinion voiced from a member about my standing down, which I understand hasn't gone away. in fact, may even have intensified, to the extent that certain members of the council may feel that a vote of no confidence may be appropriate. Well, if that is the case, I'd like to get it out of the way now, please, because I don't see it on tonight's agenda, and there's frankly no point in my sitting here all night waiting for it to come up under any other business.
Exactly.
Look, I know not everyone around this table is a farmer, but I'd just like to ask members of the council how far they think they'd go to protect their livelihoods if their business and the entire financial security of their family was threatened. Now, if your office or your factory was going to be closed, you'd protest, wouldn't you? If you were going to be made redundant, you'd fight it. Of course you would. It's sheer self-preservation. Now, I shot a badger. That's illegal. I was wrong. I've admitted that by pleading guilty. But if nothing else, it proves that I am prepared to stand up and fight for something that I believe in, my farm. And that extends to village life in general, and exactly the sort of things that come up for discussion by this council. And if that's not what being a parish councillor is all about, then I don't know what is. That's it, Mr. Chairman. Ready? Thanks.
Good for you, David.
Well said, lad. Did you get all that down, Chris?
Most of it, yes.
Right. Well, I'll sign these then and we'll move on. Item two.
Coffee for you, Bridget.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'll move these.
Thanks.
And you can put it down.
Oh, who's reading the mystery plays? Oh, it's our village production. Oliver's in it and I'm doing costumes.
Brilliant.
Well, casting's been a bit of a doddle, really. Genuine shepherds for shepherds and a local estate agent as the devil.
And who are you playing?
Herod.
Not that that's typecasting, obviously.
No, of course not. Right, let's get on, shall we?
Excellent.
Now, what we've got to establish tonight is why you're thinking of fostering, what your expectation is, whether you want to go for short-term, longer-term, or maybe even task-centred fostering. Respite care, that sort of thing.
We thought short-term, at least to start with, didn't we?
That's right.
Good. Fine. Now, what I've got to emphasise is that while by no means all the children we might look to place in foster homes have come from difficult backgrounds, many do have a range of problems, which can be anything from mild learning difficulties to some very challenging behaviour.
Yes, we understand that.
And the short-term placements usually arise because of difficult circumstances in the family, recent family breakdown or whatever, so you might not be in for an easy ride.
No.
Now, as foster carers, you need to develop an understanding of the social services system. Child protection, the legal framework, abuse.
What if we don't have that sort of knowledge?
Well, that's not necessarily a problem. The fostering preparation course will cover a lot of it anyway. But I suppose what we're looking for is some indication in your backgrounds that you've had some experience or can at least... Do you need to get that?
No, we'll leave it. It can go on the machine.
Right. Where was I?
Experience.
Oh, yes. But if you haven't, well, it's not critical, because alongside the fostering preparation, you can get yourself some experience.
Oh, heavens, I thought I'd switched it off.
Oh, I'm sorry about this.
No, you're obviously in demand.
Sorry, I'm going to have to take it.
Oliver?
It's Sandra.
Oh, go on then.
Hello, Sandra? What's the trouble?
Oh, I am sorry, Bridget. Right. She's someone
yes,
we...
Yes, of course.
A friend. Her husband's had a heart attack.
Oh. Well, it's good that she's got you to turn to.
Yes.
Are they, colleagues of yours?
Sort of.
Derek's face!
Yeah, I shut him up all right.
Oh, it certainly did. Hardly a peep out of him all evening.
Makes a change.
Yeah, it does. Never you mind about resigning, David. I reckon you should think of going further in politics.
Oh, I don't think so.
Pity. Come on, let me buy you a pint, any road, you deserve it.
Oh, no, thanks, George. I've got to get an early night. I'm saving myself a Brian's do tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course, we'll see you there.
Yeah, and for bedtime reading, I've got a couple of school prospectuses to wade through for the millionth time.
Oh, lucky you. I've got a whole load of estate agents' particulars.
Well, you're not thinking of moving, are you, Neil?
No, I'm not, no, but Susan would like to.
Really? I don't suppose I can interest you in a character cottage or mod cons, lovely location on the ring?
No, thanks.
Say.
Woodbine Cottage would be a bit small for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and a bit pricey, too, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, realistic, Neil, I'm afraid, that's all.
I don't know what you'll find around here any cheaper.
No, me neither. But that doesn't stop Susan wanting to have a look.
Where'd she like to go?
Would you believe the new estate?
What?
Yeah, one or two of the smaller houses left.
The prices are still ludicrous.
Yeah, no, but Susan's a dreamer, you see.
I'm afraid she might be in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, I've tried to tell her, but it's no good.
Well, perhaps you could extend where you are now, at a conservatory. It's made a big difference to us at the police house.
Oh, no, no, no. Where we are now is not good enough for Susan. Ex-counselor and that.
We'll see.
And when I try and tell her it's hopeless, do you know what she says? That's the trouble with you, Neil. One trotter forward and two back.
Neil.
It's all right. I'm used to it. There we are.
And here's your scarf.
Oh, thanks. Right, so the next thing you'll hear from us is about the fostering preparation course. And if you get those consent forms back to me about the checks, health, criminal records and so on.
No problem.
Good. I'll leave you to the rest of your evening then. Thanks a lot.
Do you know your way back to the bypass?
I'll be fine. Don't believe all you hear about women and maps.
Night then.
Bye.
Bye.
Safe journey.
So what do you think?
I thought she was very nice. Not giving anything away, of course.
No.
How about you?
I think you were right. I don't think I did make a very good impression.
What do you mean? Okay, having to own up to being Herod perhaps wasn't the best start.
Then that call from Sandra, and it came out that Carl was our huntsman.
Oh, I thought we managed to turn that to our advantage. You came over as really caring.
Did I?
Yes. It led us into you getting Ed the job and everything.
Yes.
And all the interest you take in him. I mean, he's exactly the sort of boy who might be sent.
I just don't know how a job of the Hunt Kennels would have gone down with her obvious guardian reading sensibilities, that's all.
Oh, Oliver, you said yourself, we can't pretend to be what we're not. She's a professional. She's not going to let her own opinions, which you're prejudging anyway, to get in the way of a recommendation.
I suppose not.
Of course she's not.
Well, you seem cheerier anyway.
Well, she didn't laugh in our faces, did she?
No.
And I've been so hung up on what experience I hadn't got. Well, she seemed to think as long as we could get some...
All that stuff about getting more involved with children,
eh? Yeah. I mean, it's no hardship for me to help Shula out with some of her groups at the stables, is it?
No. I could see her eyes light up at that.
I thought that was very clever of her. She's obviously got the measure of us.
And you don't think she was too put off?
No. And look, nothing's going to happen in a hurry, is it?
No. They're very thorough.
So we've got lots of time to get to grips with things along the way.
Well, as long as you're reassured. I'm still very keen.
Oh, good. But, Oliver, I do think there's one thing you've got to do.
What's that?
Change that wretched ringtone.
Brian reaches another milestone.
I've never been to such an exciting meeting.
Not at the parish council, anyway.
David was magnificent.
It sounds like it, like Henry V at Agincourt.
Hey, oh, I wouldn't know, but he was very good. Sort of rousing, but dignified.
Who's it?
David, at the parish council last night.
Yeah, he really spiked Derek Fletcher's guns on the Badger.
Well, good for him. They've taken enough of a hammering at Brookfield already.
Mm. Well, take your jacket off, Brian. Mum and Jap have brought a present round.
Yeah, yeah. Many happy returns, Brian.
Well, thanks very much, but the thing is, Jenny, I'm going out again in a minute.
Well, said
just another half an hour, because I want to get the fencing stuff sorted out so Adam can crack on first thing.
First thing? Might not be in a fit state after your party.
What? You'll probably be going out clubbing once things wind down here.
Thursday's a pretty hot night in Felbertham, apparently.
Oh, really?
Well, come on, darling. I want you to see what it is.
Yes, of course. Yeah, me too. Oh, I say. Well, it looks interesting. Oh. What? That's splendid. Oh, thank you. Thank you both very much.
We took advice from Alice.
Yeah, she even came with us to choose it.
No, honestly, thank you, really. These personal organiser things have changed my life. Oh, and this one's got the lot.
Yes, well, just make sure you program yourself a day off tomorrow.
You don't want to be too exhausted to enjoy your weekend away.
No.
No chance.
It looks a lovely hotel Jennifer's chosen.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Even Jack was impressed.
Oh, yes. I shall want to hear all about it. See if there's any ideas we can pinch for Grey Gables.
Well, we'll let you know. Now, look, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get back home.
I hope you're not overtiring yourself, Brian.
Well, he's only doing light work, aren't you? Well,
that's certainly what it says on the instructions you gave me, darling.
We'll see you tonight, Brian. Anyway.
Yes, well, it'll round things off nicely. You know, I've had a wonderful birthday so far. Jenny even let me have a little sit in the car to smell the leather.
Well, they deliver the new one this week.
But you're not driving yet.
No. That's another thing Jenny's making sure of.
It's for your own sake.
And I've decided to put off a meeting I'm supposed to be having with Greg.
He and Helen are coming tonight, though.
Yes, I couldn't very well leave them out.
Oh, well, I'm sure I can lose him in a crowd. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Yes, see you later, Brian.
Goodbye, darling.
And thanks again for the present. It's super.
Glad you like it. Bye now. Oh, he seems to be enjoying his day.
Well, you know why, don't you? Debbie phoned in this morning, and that really was the icing on the cake.
So the social worker wasn't as scary as you thought?
Nothing like. I feel very positive, in fact.
Good.
And I wanted to ask you, could you use another pair of hands at the stables for some of your group lessons or taking a hack out?
Oh, Caroline, you know I could.
Only I'm supposed to start getting more experience of mixing with children. Oh, Alan's here.
What's he doing sneaking round the back? Not today, thank you.
Oh, I couldn't get the bell to work.
Oh, the rain must have got in it last night. Ours is the same.
Linda's making some tea.
Oh, great. I haven't stopped today. Have you heard the latest, Shola?
What now?
Jean Harvey pointed it out. We're missing two angels. Been chipped off a tombstone in the churchyard.
What?
Vandalism?
No, same people who did the robbery, I reckon.
Oh, no.
So I've got to add them onto the insurance form.
Don't believe it.
Here we are. Oh, Alan, how did you get in?
God moves in a mysterious way, Linda.
Your bell's not working.
Oh, I see. Oh, Patterson. So sorry.
That's more of a bother for you than for me. Oh, that tea looks good.
It's Darjeeling. I hope that's acceptable.
Oh, lovely. I was half expecting posset with you being so keen on authenticity.
Shula.
Thanks.
Help yourself to biscuits, everyone.
Oh, not for me, thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda. Terrific.
Yeah. Right. Now, obviously, I'm not sure we'll be able to use entirely vegetable dyes.
Oh, but hang on a minute, Linda. Vegetable dyes.
But clearly, Hessian or sacking will be the base for most of the costumes.
No, Rolf, hang on a minute. Who says?
I beg your pardon.
I'm sure it. I thought we were agreed. The whole point of these plays is about making the Bible relevant. Always has been.
So?
So, they should be in modern dress. Obviously.
Oh, hello, Guy.
You can hardly call heaving timber about light work.
What? Two fencing stakes?
Well, you promised.
Well, these are the last ones.
Honestly?
Yes, honestly. Now, did you want me for something or were you just checking up on me?
Both. I wanted to have a word with you. And I know there won't be a chance later.
Huh?
I wanted to say thank you, Brian. I know you're humouring me about the driving.
No, not at all. I'm just obeying the DVLA.
Yes, but you could drive on the farm, and you're not. And I know it's for me. So thank you.
Jenny, after all you've done for me, and I don't mean just lately, I think it's the least I can do.
Well, thank you anyway. Because I can't help thinking, Brian, that this is the birthday you might not have seen.
Jenny.
When I nearly lost you, I realised how very precious you are to me. And I never, never want to have to face that possibility again.
Oh, Jen. I do love you.
Mm. I love you too. This must be quite a tough day for you.
Well, I think I'm pretty nearly back to 100%.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, well, it was Rory's birthday last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
And really, that'll cloud your every birthday from now on, won't it?
Well, only if I let it.
Did you hear anything?
I had a photograph by email, yes.
I thought you might have done.
But I didn't reply, Jenny. That's the deal. I know I can't.
No.
And I want you to know that I really believe that the occasional photo is all I'll ever receive. Now.
Right.
You do believe.
Oh, it must be very difficult for you, having no one to share it with. If you ever wanted to show me...
Oh, Jenny. Jenny. You really are an amazing woman.
Well, I have to be, don't I? With you.
Oh, yes, marvellous. I can see it now. Joe Grundy in his filthy waistcoat. Mike in that tatty old sweatshirt he wears.
Exactly. Bert in his working overalls.
Oh, really?
Are you getting this down, Sheila?
Don't you dare write a thing, Sheila.
Authenticity and relevance, Linda.
Stuff and nonsense. Are you seriously proposing a Herod in tweeds? And my Lucifer in a business suit?
Oh, well, I've just got the perfect set of tweeds. Love it green.
Oh, well, I can see why you two might be in favour. It makes your job a whole lot easier.
Well, yes, but if, as Alan says...
It makes a mockery of everything. And what about sets and props? What should Satan be carrying, if not a trident?
Oh, interesting. What do you think, Caroline?
Well, knowing Graham, a laptop. What is mobile?
There you are, you see, Linda. It just requires a bit of imagination.
Well, what about the soldiers? Alan, are you seriously suggesting a church-based production with gun-toting performers?
Well, Daniel's got a room full if you want.
Perfect. Great idea, Linda. You're really getting the hang of this now.
What?
Jot that down, will you, Caroline? Mm-hmm. And, you see, this is the benefit of teamwork. You can't beat a good brainstorming. And these biscuits are delicious.
So, Brian, will you be making a speech?
Oh, I don't think so, Jack. Now, to be honest, there are so many people to thank, it'll take all night.
Like the Oscars.
God forbid.
People have rallied round, I suppose, since the accident. They always do.
Yes, everyone's been marvellous. But I was thinking about more than just the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. The whole past year, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been quite a tricky one. You know, Debbie going off like that. Adam's sexuality.
I'd have thought over the past year the person you got to thank most is Jennifer.
Ah, oh, don't worry about that, Peggy, I know that. I've thanked her already, for everything.
I did feel a bit bad when Linda realised we were all coming tonight and she wasn't. Oh,
well, I'm under no illusions. I'm only here because Alice and Amy are such good mates.
I must say I felt almost sorry for Linda this afternoon.
Oh, she thrives on conflict, I know the type. I think she took our ideas on board, though, in the end.
She'll make us pay somehow. She's probably on the internet right now, researching Kalashnikovs.
Probably. Oh, Alan, I don't suppose you can make it to this meeting Bert and I have got with the police crime risk manager tomorrow?
Not a chance, I'm afraid. You're on your own.
Oh, well, I'll tell him about the angels, shall I?
You might as well. I'm going to say something on Sunday. Ask if people have got any happy snap for the churchyard, wedding videos, that sort of thing.
What for?
I'm hoping the tomb with the angels on it might be in the background.
So. Poking out past the big meringue dressing room and the top hats.
Yeah, that's the idea. Give the police something to go on.
Alan, is it true what Pat just told me? That they even took a couple of stone angels from the churchyard?
I'm afraid so.
We were just talking about it.
Isn't that dreadful? They stop at nothing, these people. And no one saw a thing. Not that I've heard, anyway.
No. Linda's so cross that she didn't. She's been banging on about it all week at work.
Excuse me!
Wait till you taste it, please.
Jennifer's a super cook.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Mm.
She was ages perfecting the recipe. She combined two in the end, including one that I'd given her.
Brian? Phil, where's Brian got to?
Here I am, Molly.
Oh, God, look, I'm going to light the candles.
Oh, we can turn the central heating off there.
Strictly representative candles, I'm glad to say.
Well... only six. There you are, darling. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Thank you. Why, stunning. Oh, isn't she clever?
Yes, she is. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you.
Champagne, Adam. Alice?
I think they have.
Well, bring it on. Don't help them, Tom.
Go on, darling. Blow.
And don't forget to wish.
Oh, I won't.
Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow.
Come on, Sheila, sing up.
I find this one a bit hard to sing about, Brian, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on, you shouldn't. Let's face it, my affair with him was years ago. I've moved on, I'm sure he has.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Jennifer's looking.
And so say all of us.
It's the end of a long week for David.
marshmallow, David? Or a jelly baby?
Oh, no thanks, Hedy.
It's no good. I'll have to have one.
I'd rather a lot to, eat last night.
Yeah, Brian's do. How was it?
Yeah, you seemed on great form. And Jennifer?
Good. Can't resist these. I shouldn't really. They're meant to be for later.
Are they a treat for Phoebe?
No, me. It's a night in with the telly tonight.
So, you and Roy aren't hitting the weekend running, then?
Roy's working, and Mike and Betty are out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It means I can have downstairs and the big telly all to myself, instead of trying to lip-read the little one in our bedroom. Well, any louder, it keeps Mike awake.
Oh, right, yeah. And with him being up so early?
Tell me about it. Crushing his milk crates around at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sharing with the parents. Nightmare.
So Ruth was saying.
Was she?
Well, mind you, if more people stood up for the village like you, we wouldn't be having to.
Me?
Turning down Matt Crawford's offered for Woodbine Cottage, I heard.
Oh,
Yeah, well, you can go all shy about it. But if more people like you kept players like him out, more people like me and Roy might be able to afford a place of our own.
Well, it's very kind of you, Hayley, but believe me, I didn't have to do much soul-searching to tell Matt Crawford to take a running jump.
Well, over the asking price. I bet he was so shocked.
Well, I hope so.
No, yeah, well, I don't suppose he often hears the word no.
He's had things too much his own way around here. Buying up houses like a man with no pocket.
Oh, sickening, isn't it? I want to think what me and Roy could do with a zillion of his money.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, I just want you to know you're a hero as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, rubbish.
Go on, praise where it's due. Enjoy it.
Thanks. Just not used to it, that's all.
No,
I'd like Woodbine to go to someone in the village, ideally. Been trying to get Neil interested.
They're not moving, are they?
Well, Neil didn't seem too sure, but Susan's keen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think they could ask for theirs?
About 125,000, apparently.
As much as that?
Too much for you.
Oh, way too much. Gonna have another jelly baby. Cheer myself up.
Just give me a bit for a level, Joe. What you had for breakfast, that sort of thing.
Who do you radio folk always ask that?
What?
What I had for me breakfast? It was always the same when I went into the studio to do me chopping.
Oh, I don't know. Tradition, I expect.
It's a bit personal, isn't it?
Right, that'll do. Hang on.
What?
What
do I
have
to be prepared? It was always the same when I went into the studio.
Yeah, that's great. Fine.
You recording that?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know. That's off the record, that is.
Well, I'm not going to broadcast it, am I? Can we get on?
I hadn't told you what I had for breakfast, yeah?
Oh, never mind. I'll just ask you how the barn came to be here and why you think you should be allowed to keep it, OK?
just give me five.
Please.
Are you all right, Grandad?
Oh, great.
Oh, Edward, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, thanks very much. The same as the rest of them. Went home, there's no one there.
Well, your mum's out at work. Your dad's gone over Italy.
Oh, that's nice. My first time off of a week. Are you all right, Brenda?
Hi.
Here, do you want to interview me? Deprived youth of Ambridge?
I'm not deprived.
Well, they'd forgotten I was coming.
Yeah, and I bet you've forgotten something. No. You know it's your mum and dad's anniversary, don't you? 22 years they've been married.
Take a tip, Ed. Get down to the shop, card and a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice gesture. Your dad's treating us all to a takeaway tonight, anyway.
Oh, nice.
There, glad you came now, aren't you?
Yeah, perhaps I can meet up with Fallon afterwards.
Great. Well, now you've got your social life sorted, I've just got this little interview to do, okay?
Very good, Pip, very good. Only, does your teacher really let you get away with fingers like that?
Like what?
Oh, come on. You know your wrist would be higher than that.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, I think they should.
You said it was good.
Well, yes, but...
Hey, are you ready? Oh, Dad.
Oh, hello, David.
Didn't realise that you were still here.
Well, I just thought I'd hear Pip go through her paces. Your mother isn't expecting me till six.
Oh, I see. Is that right with you, Pip?
Yes.
Well, Mum and I were listening and it sounded great. Enough for today, though, eh?
Suits me.
Well, go and help Mum lay the table then, will you, sweetheart?
With pleasure.
What's been going on?
Nothing.
Why was she in the mood?
Well, all I said was that her hand position left a little to be desired.
Oh, Dad, got to back off a bit.
Back off?
Well, Pip knows perfectly well that if she goes to the cathedral school, she's got to take a written test, play the piano, and sing. If you start getting at her about technique and practising this early on, she'll be burnt out by the time she has to do it.
I wasn't getting at her. I was only...
No one's even said she's going in for it yet.
Look, David, you're being unfair. I was only doing what I usually do with her, hearing her practice.
Well, Dad, it might seem that way to you, but with all this school thing hanging over us, it's all taken on a bit more weight at the moment.
Well, I'm sorry. Have you and Ruth had a chance to make any decisions?
No, Dad, I'm sorry. Look, it hasn't been the best of weeks.
No, no, I understand that.
You know that the clock's ticking. We've got to get the forms back by the end of next week.
Yes, I know. Oh, well, let me know what you decide.
Yeah, of course we will.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Oh, Hayley. What are you doing sat in the dark?
Trying not to see how many jelly babies I've eaten.
Oh, I've just spent over an hour editing in a 3-minute piece about Joe Grundy's barn.
Oh, poor you. Oh,
he went on and on and on about the plight of the small farmer and the rights of living creatures to decent housing. And all the time I'm stood out that freezing field of his with his turkeys pecking at my boots and it's starting to spit with rain. What are you watching?
Oh, I'm not. Do you know what? I've been looking forward to having this room and this telly to myself all week. When I turn it on, there's nothing on but blooming gardening programmes.
Oh, yeah. Friday night. It's useless.
Mm. For real, I've got a video.
Will there be comedy on later?
Yeah. Probably just go to bed.
It's only 8:30.
Yeah, if I'm lucky, I might get a whole 7 hours before your dad wakes me up with his crate and his cheery whistling.
Oh, you can hear that, can you? I'm lucky being on the other side.
Yeah.
I used to sleep that side of the house, though. You do get used to it. After about 20 years.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Brenda, don't get me wrong. We're so grateful to your mum and dad putting us up like this.
Oh, God, no, I understand. I mean, I'd love to move out too.
For 20 years, you reckon? Do you know what? Sometimes I don't think I'd last another 20 minutes.
Still no luck finding anywhere.
To be honest, I think we're always giving up trying. I keep looking in the paper, but even if there's something that might be a possibility, he's always too busy at work or too tired or something.
Yeah, right.
You know, I can see what's going to happen. I mean, it is a busy time for him at work now. So we're not even going to start looking again properly till the new year.
Oh, Hayley. Maybe there's something you could do in the meantime to make it a bit better here. Mm. I don't know, like, if it's the downstairs telly, set up a rotor for it. Like you mum did with the washer.
Oh, it's so sweet of you, Brenda, but it's no good. Is everything, I mean, like, I think about it. If the sound of the telly in our room carries, imagine what else your mum and dad can hear.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sex life's come to nothing.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel.
And the worst of it is, before any of this happened, Nardry and everything, this was the year me and Roy had talked about trying for a baby. It's not going to happen now, is it?
Well, this is taking forever.
You're busy, isn't it?
It's your chicken and chips that's done here. Why can't you just have Chinese like the rest of us?
I don't always agree with me. You know that.
Well, it doesn't stop you pinching half of everyone else's. Like them spring rolls last time.
Ah, well, they're all right then. Like little Cornish pasties, really, aren't they? Well, same principle. Now, go and find your dad in the office if you're bored. Suppose you just want to get home, bolt your tea and go and see Fallon.
Eh? I'm not seeing her.
Oh, I thought she called you back.
Yeah, she did.
You haven't fallen out again, have you?
It's not my fault. I'm such a cow sometimes. No, actually, that's unfair to cows. She's a sow.
Oh, Edward.
Well.
What's it about this time?
She had a right go at me.
What about?
Well, she didn't think I should be working at the kennel. She reckons hunting's cruel and the sooner it's stopped, the better.
Yeah, does she know?
Well, I don't know what she knows about it. She never cared about it before.
Yeah, you can't rightly avoid it this season.
It's that lot she's in with at college and a load of hippies. Yeah,
could be, I suppose.
But I'm slogging away all hours at Netherbourne, skinning carcasses and that. I don't need her telling me I'm just a slave for a load of toffs, do I?
Is that what she said?
Yeah. And then in the other ear, I've got Oliver going on about how his civil liberties being taken away or something. What am I supposed to think?
Well, you just have to make your own mind up on it, wouldn't you?
I hate all this. I don't want something like this coming between me and my mates.
Oh, you'll make it up with her. These rows you have never last long.
We've never fallen out over something like this before. It's always been something like something I've said, or Jazz has done, or the band or something. Not like something from outside. I hate it.
Just to the end of the chapter.
Come on, it's late.
Dad?
You don't know how lucky you are. Wish someone would make me go to sleep.
Go to bed then.
Got too much to do, love.
Are you going out again?
Yeah, just for a quick look round.
It's raining.
I know. Come on, love. Your book will still be there in the morning.
But it's an exciting bit.
I know, it always is. Look at your duvets all over the place.
Dad, I'm not a baby.
No, of course you're not. No night then, sweetheart.
Night.
Light off.
Okay.
No night.
Dad?
Yes?
when have we got to make our minds up about schools?
Well, by next week, really.
Oh.
What do you think about it?
I don't know.
Really?
No. Sometimes I think I've decided, and then I change my mind.
No. Look, Pipsqueak, it is bothering you. Would you like me to make a decision for you?
Oh, please.
Right. Well, this is what I think. But it's only a suggestion, and if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. You just say, okay?
Okay.
Look, why don't you take the exam for the cathedral school, and the music tests, and everything, and just see how it goes. If you get in, fine. And if you don't, well, you haven't lost anything. All it means is it just wasn't the right school for you. And we'll put in the forms to Borchester Green anyway, so you'll know you've always got a place there. How does that sound?
Oh, Dad, yes.
Yeah, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we'll do then. Sorted.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.